Well, the city of Baltimore was founded on this day in 1729.
You are kidding me.
Have you ever been?
I have.
You have?
Charm City.
Charm City.
I have a friend that lives in Baltimore. He's a principal at a school
there. Oh, very cool, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, in the early 1600s, the immediate Baltimore vicinity was sparsely populated, if at all, by Native Americans. People from the province of Maryland established the Port of Baltimore in 1706 to support the tobacco trade with Europe and established the town of Baltimore in 1729.
Okay.
During the Revolutionary War, the Second Continental Congress briefly moved its deliberations to the Henry Fight House in Baltimore from December of 1776 to February of 1777, which means that Baltimore served for a brief time as our nation's capital.
You're kidding.
Before they moved it back to Philadelphia.
Tell me again, how brief was the time?
December of 1776 to February of 1777. Just a few months.
A few months.
It counts. Count it, for sure.
Of course.
The Battle of Baltimore was pivotal during the War of 1812, culminating in the British bombardment of Fort McHenry, during which Francis Scott Key wrote the poem that would become the Star-Spangled Banner.
Ah,
yes.
Right there in Baltimore.
The Baltimore and Ohio Railroad is the nation's oldest, and that was built in 1830 and cemented Baltimore's status as a transportation hub, giving producers in the Midwest and Appalachia access to the city's port.
Oh.
At one point in the 19th century, Baltimore's Inner Harbor was the second leading port of entry for immigrants to the United States.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
The Inner Harbor is also home to the National Aquarium, considered to be the country's first public aquarium. It has an annual attendance of 1.5 million visitors, and it's the largest tourism attraction in the state of Maryland.
All right.
The aquarium holds more than 2.2 million gallons of water and has more than 17,000 specimens representing over 750 species.
That's a lot. A lot there.
Now, this surprised me. Baltimore has more public statues and monuments per capita than any other city in the U.S.
Is that right? There's statues of all kinds of things.
Apparently. I did not notice that when I was there, but that's...
Yeah, you would think Washington, D.C.
Right.
would be...
Right, yeah.
Although that's not a state. So you say this is a city, you said, right?
City. Yeah.
Well, it's a city.
Yeah.
All right.
Nearly a third of the buildings, over 65,000, are designated as historic in the National Register, and that also is more than any U.S. city.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You would think that, like, Philadelphia or Boston or, you know, other older cities would have
Baltimore that, squeezing in there, topping a lot of lists.
So Baltimore has a rich history of innovation, boasting numerous inventions and firsts across various fields.
Okay.
Hydrogen gas lamps used to keep streets bright at night before electricity was a thing. That was first used in Baltimore in 1817.
Wonderful.
The city also created the world's first dental college, the Baltimore College of Dental Surgery, in 1840, and shared the world's first telegraph line between Baltimore and Washington, D.C., in 1844.
All right.
Johns Hopkins founded the nation's first research university in Baltimore in 1876. The university researched institutions and hospital that now bear his name serve as the state's largest private employer.
Oh.
We also have Baltimore to thank for the six-pack. Not abs, but beer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The city's national bohemian beer, which apparently is known as Natty Bo, which I like a lot. They started selling the very first six packs of beer in the 1940s.
Wow.
Apparently, company executives decided that six was a good number because four would be too few and eight would be just too many. So six was the perfect number of beers to sell.
That is the most logical reasoning,
right?
I think I've ever heard. Four is too little, eight is too much. What should we do?
Six. What's the difference? Six, yeah.
Bingo.
One of Baltimore's most well-known residents was Edgar Allan Poe. He lived in several different cities, including Baltimore, and that's where he died and is buried. Several of his works were inspired and written during his time living in the city, and that's also why their NFL team is the Ravens, because of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, is it really?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought it was named that, but...
Well,
I thought maybe they had a bird problem. I don't know.
No, yeah. No. Now, Baltimore is also the final resting place of the inventor of the Ouija board. Elijah Bond was his name.
Okay.
He died in 1921, but in 2007, his grave marker was replaced with a custom headstone resembling, you guessed it,
a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
And Baltimore is nicknamed Charm City.
Sure
you
is.
Heard that. Do you ever wonder why that is?
I assumed it was the people that lived there.
Because they're very charming, yes. Well, it's thanks to a successful advertising campaign launched in 1975 by city leaders to improve the city's image and attract tourists.
Oh.
It focused on highlighting the city's history and its hidden charm.
Mm.
And a key element of the campaign was an actual charm bracelet that visitors could collect charms from various attractions and make their own personalized souvenir.
Not a bad idea.
Kind of cool, right?
Were they still doing it?
I don't think so. But it resonated with the public, and the name stuck, becoming the city's enduring nickname.
I always call it Charm City.
You do.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the Baltimore, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song by a Baltimorean, Mama Cass. This is from Baltimore. So we're going to play It's Getting Better.
All right, well, that's what they're called, Baltimoreans?
Yes.
Okay,
I think so.
It's on. There we go.
Once I believed that when
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, and Mama Cass. Song's called It's Getting Better. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because Mama Cass was born and raised in Baltimore.
Sure was.
And we were talking about that city because it was founded on this day in 1729.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Quote. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Baltimore briefly served as the national capital during the Revolutionary War.
Baltimore Brewery started selling the first six packs of beer in the 1940s.
And Baltimore has more public statues and monuments per capita than any other city.
Charm City. City, they call it. Charm City. All right. Here's how you get in on some winning now. Here's how we look charming to you. You can text us at 222-4000 right now. Text us something you learned about from today's Wiki Corner, something about Baltimore you didn't know before. Text it to us at 222-4000. You'll be entered to win a gift card to Thai Delish. We'll be giving that away on Friday's broadcast. Everybody who texts in this week gets put in the running. We'll pick somebody at random on Friday for that. 222-4000, something you learned today on the Wiki Corner about Baltimore. Sarah, tell us where we can learn more about Baltimore. Where do we go? What do we do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Those words are true. Plus, you can catch this live every day on Facebook with pictures, and you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. Sarah, thank you much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Back tomorrow, fresh episode on our Throwback Thursday.
Absolutely.
Got it. Eagles, Night Ranger, and more coming up on Legends 102.7.